Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to build an old-school Amen-style call and response riff shape from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not just to chop a break, but to make it feel like it's talking back to itself. This is a really important skill for drum and bass, jungle, rollers, and those darker halftime to double time hybrids, because a lot of drum edits can be technically solid but musically a bit flat. The old-school approach fixes that. It gives you movement, attitude, and a clear sense of phrase. One bar makes a statement, the next bar answers it. That call and response energy is a huge part of why classic jungle edits still sound so alive. So let's build something that feels like a real groove, not just a loop. Start by opening a fresh Ableton Live 12 project, and set the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That keeps the feel in classic DNB territory, while still working for modern phrasing. Now drag in a clean Amen break sample onto an audio track. If you've got a few versions, choose one with decent transient clarity, not too much room sound, and enough length to slice cleanly. If the sample already sits close to the tempo, don't overwarp it. Keep the warp settings minimal if possible, because the punch and the swing are part of the character. If you do need to warp it, Complex Pro can help, but use it carefully. We want the break to breathe, not get smudged. Create a group track and call it something like Drum Edit. That'll keep the slices, layers, and processing neat as the idea develops. And just from the start, think about headroom. You want the drum group landing around minus 6 dB later on, because the bass needs space to hit properly. Now open the Amen in clip view and listen for the strong hits. You're listening for the main kick, the snare, open hat hits, ghost notes, and those smaller in-between transients that give the break its personality. The magic of Amen edits is often in the snare placement and the tiny details around it. Right-click and slice the break at transients using Slice to New MIDI Track. Let Ableton create a playable sliced instrument, then rename that track Amen Slices. This is where the break becomes more like a drum kit you can perform with. Try not to use every slice just because it's there. Pick the hits that give you the clearest rhythmic identity. As a starting point, think in terms of anchors. You want a strong snare, one or two ghost snares for motion, one solid kick for weight, and maybe a pickout hat or rim-like transient for anticipation. The idea is to create a phrase that feels intentional. Now let's build the call. This is bar 1, and bar 1 needs to sound like a statement. Program a 1-bar MIDI pattern from your slices. Keep it confident and recognizable. A good call shape often starts with a strong kick, then a snare that lands with enough authority to lock the groove in, plus a couple of chopped fragments that lead the ear forward. A useful trick here is to shorten the note lengths. Use tight clip start and end edits so the slices don't ring out too long unless you want that tail. In jungle-style edits, shorter often feels more controlled and more musical. If the break starts feeling a little too stiff, use the groove pool and add a light swing. Something in the range of a classic MPC-style shuffle can work beautifully, but don't overcook it. The groove should lean, not wobble. And that leaning is important. If the phrase feels too straight, push one ghost hit a tiny bit ahead of the grid. That slight forward lean can create urgency. If you want it to feel heavier, place one accent a touch late. That tiny delay gives the bar some weight and attitude. These are subtle moves, but at DNB tempo they matter a lot. Now for the response. Duplicate the clip so bar 2 starts from the same DNA, then change it so it answers bar 1 instead of repeating it. The response should feel like a reply, not like a copy. There are a few strong ways to do that. You can shift the main snare slightly later, remove one kick to make room, swap a full hit for a ghost hit, add a quick snare drag into the downbeat, or throw in a fast two-note fill right at the end of the bar. What matters is contrast. If bar 1 is dense, bar 2 can be a little more open. If bar 1 is dry and direct, bar 2 can feel slightly more roomy or saturated. If bar 1 is stable, bar 2 can feel like it's tilting into the next phrase. That contrast is what makes the listener hear a conversation. One bar says, here's the groove. The next bar says, yeah, and here's the reply. For an 8-bar drop, a nice way to think about it is this. Bars 1 and 2 establish the main call and response idea. Bars 3 and 4 repeat it with a small variation. Bars 5 and 6 strip something back and add a fill. And bars 7 and 8 build toward a switch-up or a bass re-entry. That way, the riff develops without losing its identity. Now let's tighten the sound. Put drum bus on the drum edit group. Use it subtly. A little drive can help, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep boom low unless you specifically want more sub-emphasis. And if the break needs more snap, lift the transients a little. We're not flattening the break here. We're giving it more cohesion and punch. After drum boss, at EQ8, clean up the rumble with a gentle high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz, and if the snare gets harsh or brittle, consider dipping a small area in the 3 to 6 kHz region. If the break still feels a little soft, saturator before the EQ can help. A small amount of drive, with soft clip enabled, can thicken the groove without making it sound crushed. If the edit needs a bit of glue, add a compressor after that, but keep it light. A ratio around 2 to 1, a moderate attack, a fairly quick release, and only a few dB of gain reduction is usually enough. The idea is to make it feel like one performance, not to squash the life out of it. Next, think about reinforcement. Sometimes the Amen's low end needs a little help, especially if you want the drums to hit hard in a modern DNB mix. You can layer a short, punchy kick underneath. Keep it clean and controlled. If needed, high pass the layer so it reinforces the attack and low punch without muddying the mix. The original break should keep its character. The layer should just support it. Now bring in the ghost notes and micro edits. This is where the edit starts to feel genuinely alive. Add low velocity extra hits around the main snare and kick positions. Keep the main hits strong and tuck the ghost notes way back in the mix. A good rough guide is main hits around 90 to 127 velocity and ghost notes may be around 20 to 60. The exact numbers aren't sacred, but the contrast is. You can also nudge a few notes off the grid. Move a pickup slightly early to create tension, or place a ghost hit a touch late for drag. Try reversing one short fragment for a classic old-school accent, or mute a repeating hat on the second bar so the phrase breathes more. The gaps are part of the rhythm too. In jungle, the silence between the hits can be just as important as the hits themselves. Now let's make it move over time. Use automation on the drum group. A very subtle low-pass sweep with auto-filter can make a fill section feel like it's opening or closing. You can throw a tiny bit of reverb onto a snare at the end of bar 4 or bar 8 to mark a transition. A quick delay throw on a ghost hit can add a little flick of energy. You can even automate drum bus drive slightly upward into a transition bar if you want the whole loop to push harder. For a simple 8-bar arrangement, try this. Bars 1 and 2 are your main call and response. Bars 3 and 4 repeat it, but with one extra ghost hit. Bars 5 and 6 remove a kick and bring in a fill. Bars 7 and 8 build tension for the next section, whether that's a bass drop, a switch up, or a breakdown moment. Once the pattern is feeling good, check the low end and the mono compatibility. Put utility on the drum group and hit mono to make sure the core of the break doesn't collapse in a bad way. If it does, reduce any unnecessary stereo widening or remove width-heavy effects from the main hits. Then use EQ8 to carve out any low-mid buildup around 150 to 350 Hz if the break feels boxy. The drums need to hit hard, but they also need to leave room for the bass to own the subs. That balance is crucial in DNB. Drums should carry the transient impact, the groove, the rhythmic identity. Bass should carry the sustained low-end pressure and movement. If both are fighting for the same space, everything gets blurry. Now for a really powerful finishing move. Resample the groove. Record the drum bus or use resampling to print the edit to a new audio track. This gives you a finished chop you can re-edit, reverse, stretch, or use as a signature element. Once it's printed, try making one more version. Reverse a bar-ending fill, duplicate your best snare accent, or create a one-hit stop to generate tension. This is often where a functional loop starts sounding like a proper track idea. Save the versions with clear names, like Amen Call and Amen Response, so you can reuse them later in other jungle or roller sessions. And if you want to sharpen your ear, make a few versions of the same idea. Keep one steady, one with more tension, and one that goes a little more chaotic. Compare them at full tempo and listen for which one feels like it's actually leading somewhere, not just looping. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make every bar equally busy. The call needs identity, and the response needs contrast. If both bars are packed full of hits, the conversation disappears. Second, don't overprocess the break. A little saturation, a little compression, a little shaping is great. Too much and you lose the swing and the transient life. Third, don't forget the ghost notes. They're tiny, but they're often what makes the edit feel human. And fourth, don't overload the low end. The break should hit hard, not swallow the sub. A good rule of thumb is to think in accents, not just slices. The power of an Amen edit often comes from which hits you emphasize, not how many you use. Sometimes muting one obvious hit and letting a quieter pickup do the job gives you way more personality. And don't feel like every imperfection needs fixing. Old school edits often sound best when one chop is rough, clipped, or slightly unstable. If it adds attitude and doesn't wreck the groove, leave it in. If you want to push this further, try flipping the roles of the bars. Make bar 1 more restrained and bar 2 more aggressive. That setup and payoff energy can be huge before a drop. Or build a 3-step cycle, where the first 2 bars are the basic conversation, the next 2 add ghost notes, and the next 2 strip it back again with a fill. That keeps the energy evolving without losing the identity of the riff. You can also experiment with a parallel grit lane. Duplicate the drum group, smash the copy a bit harder with saturator and EQ, and blend it quietly underneath the clean version. That can add aggression without losing the clarity of the main hits. Or try a very short room reverb on selected snare accents, just enough to give depth without blurring the break.